Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you got the dagger. What it do? West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights. Glad you're here. If you've been here from the start, glad to have you back. If you're just joining me, glad to have you here. Hope you come back. And, yeah, we're just doing what we got to do out here on Bang Out Radio, L.A., West Coast all day. We'll get my business out the way first. Shout out to Topaz the Shade, the boss lady herself. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. You wouldn't be hearing the Dagger right now with nothing be going on. So let's make sure that I address that first, as always. So thanks a lot, Topaz the Shade, for trusting in your boy, for giving me a chance to do what I got to do and handle my business and actually be the person that I got to be, or be the person that I'm trying to be. Because without doing this, without these independent artists, without this music, I don't know what I'll be doing. So I got to thank everybody that's helping me at least make it another day and keep things going in my life, because it's really hard and it's a struggle sometimes. But we're going to make it. We're going to keep it pushing. But that's not what we're here to talk about, the struggles and the pains. You know what I mean? This is West Coast Wednesday. So we're here to talk about that, you know, that adult matters, those adult situations, those adult topics. So don't be scared to call in. Don't be scared to holler at us and let us know what's going on. And right now, I honestly trying to figure out what's going on with my internet, because as it stands right now, it is not wanting to connect. So y'all have to bear with me for just a little while until I see what this thing is going to do. But also at the same time, I want to also let y'all know that I will be hosting the showcase this Sunday at the Roxy Theater. All right. So if you're in L.A. or the L.A. area, or anywhere in the surrounding areas that want to come out to L.A., yes, we're doing another showcase at the Roxy Theater this Sunday. It's going to be popping. Come out, enjoy, have a couple of drinks, chill, relax, do what you got to do. And what else? What else? Anything else going on? Also, make sure if you need to holler at me, you got to get on the website, www.bangoutradio.com. You know, you can holler at everybody. Make sure if you're an independent artist that you load up your tracks. Make sure you load up your pages. Make sure you load up your pics. We got to know what's going on. We got to connect. We got to get it all together. Also, what else? You get, make sure you, I need all y'all tracks. All y'all independent artists has got the tracks that need to send them in. If you haven't sent it to me, then just assume that I don't have it. So that's the only way I'm going to get it played, all right, is get it out here and try to help y'all and have y'all help me with my show, is for have y'all send me y'all music. So make sure y'all send it out, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, okay? You can join me. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Reverb Nation, DaggerMF. Dagger, DaggerMF. You can find me on, Voxer, that new shit, Voxer. You can find me on there. You can find me on Xbox Live. You can find me on Facebook, Skype, tagged. I'm all around. Track me down. Try to come find me. And we can do business. I want to shout out all to the, let's see, who else? Producers, directors, models, I still need to get at y'all. Y'all need to holler at me as well, because I still need Dagger's Beauties of the Week. I promise y'all I'm not some old man just sitting out here trying to put y'all business and stuff out there. I'm trying to be professional. I'm trying to help. I know people are trying to, expand and do other things. So, I mean, I'm trying to help y'all and give y'all as much exposure as possible, okay? So just bear with me. And like I said, y'all, I'm trying to just keep it pushing right now, because I don't know why my internet is tripping where I'm at right now. Like I said, it gets crucial out here in the garage sometimes, y'all, so I really do apologize. I'm trying to get it together. Hold on. Hold on. Come on. Wave my magical fingers and see if my message. It just hasn't been a good day. At least while I got time, let me talk to y'all for a minute. It's just, I was rushing a little bit. Earlier, broke the blunt I had rolled up for the show, so my blunt's broken in half. And you know how you hate having to smoke half and half a blunt? I mean, maybe that's just me, but I don't like having to do that. I like a nice, long blunt, so I can just roll it all and smoke it all at once, so there's no breaks and there's no gaps or anything like that. So, and it didn't even break even. You know, it broke on the little corner, so there's like a little piece, but it's not really a roach. It's long enough where, you know, I'm going to smoke it, but I guess it's going to be gone in like half a second, so it's just, this shit sucks. This shit sucks, y'all. Again, I do apologize. This is not the way. But like I said, it is hump nights. It is hump day. It's been a hump day, trying to get over the hump. There's been a lot of craziness going on, at least in my personal life, people getting on the niggas' nerves. I've been trying to stay focused. This is what I had to look forward to, and now I'm here, and this isn't working either, which is upsetting as well. So, hold on. Let me try if I do this, if I double back this way. Double backslash. Now, hold on. Oh, man. Like I said, this is just, guys. I'm trying to tell you, if y'all at least help and spread word about the show, at least not tonight's show, because, I mean, tonight's show is not going too well right now. I'm sorry. But y'all know how I usually get down. Y'all know when shit's where it's supposed to be and shit's working out. Then y'all just make sure y'all spread it out and let people know that we're doing big things over here at Daggers, holding it down for all independent artists. Make sure y'all tell them that, you know, we're trying to keep it real at all times. They can call in. They can send their music. Make sure we're trying to network. We're trying to get people connected. We're trying to make sure, you know, that everybody gets noticed. That's all. Because I know, like I said, I'm an artist myself. I want to be noticed. I want people to know what kind of talents I got, what kind of music I got going on. I want people to know things like that, too. So I'm trying to help out as well. So if y'all talking about me, we're talking about the show, talking about Bang Out Radio, then the more people we get involved, the better things are going to be. So I don't understand why that's so hard and that's so difficult. And I don't understand why my shit still don't want to work. So now I got to figure out what I'm about to do, because this is not cool. This is sort of embarrassing. So I do apologize. And now the question is, do I sit here and run my mouth? Do I cancel? What do I do? Because I'm hoping and praying that this is just going to click on, like, click, haha, I was just playing with you, was fooled you. But it doesn't look like it's going to do that, which is seriously upsetting me. So hold on, because I'm not going to keep y'all all night just listening to my voice. I did have a whole show planned out for once, at least. I had a lot of topics I wanted to talk about. I had, shit, I was ready to go for once, besides being a little late to promote my show and everything, but at least as far as my show goes itself, I was ready, and now I can't even do my show, and this is just really, really killing me right now, because I don't know about y'all, but I look forward to this type of stuff, and like I said, I don't even get paid for this. I'm doing this because I enjoy it, I want to do it, and like I said, it's therapeutic for me, let me put it that way. Very, very therapeutic. So if it wasn't for this show, if it wasn't for Bang Out Radio, if it wasn't for my music, then shit would be really, really crazy. And this shit is really, really fucked up in so many ways. Because I don't know how many of y'all still tuned in. I don't know how many people are listening to my voice right now. I'm telling you, I'm just trying to talk because I don't want to just have dead airspace. And I'm trying to work with y'all in order to bring this show live in full effect. But this is the problem of live shows and everything, too, because when shit don't work and shit doesn't go the way it's supposed to, then it just fucks up everything, which is never, ever a good thing. Now, the question is, do I just go grab a whole other laptop? Which I think, wait, hold up. Uh-oh. Are we back? Please tell me we're back. Are we back? Uh-oh, y'all. I think I got it. Are we back? Yes, we're back. All right, y'all. I done ran my motherfucking mouth enough, so we're going to get right back into the show before something else happened. And what am I going to play? Let me see. I have my whole playlist ready. We just going to jump right into some music. I know what I want to hear. My nigga Mystery, are y'all ready for love? Let's find out. Let's go.
Yeah. It's your boy Mystery on the track. You know I'm a producer. I ain't no rapper. Shouts out to Young Mel on this beat, though.
I heard you saying that, but every time I come back, you only throw the cat. But then you say you want love, but then there's nothing else. I guess it's gonna be another trophy up on the shelf. Why you screaming? I guess it's something I'm exercising like it was demons. You play your games, get caught, and then you say you learn. But see, when you play with fire, girl, you get burned. And I'm a straight torch. My heart is not a walk on and off like a porch. I remember when you told me you love me up under arch. And now I'm permanent pressed out with no starch. But ain't you 30 something? But now I see the one thing, you always frontin'. You told my mama you love me and it's love that you wantin'. But now I'm feeling disgusted, I'm finna push the button. Your love is limited. It only came around once a month like a period. You think I'm playing? Hell no, girl, I'm serious. You only jumped in the water just because you're curious. Damn, you straight grinding. I told you one time all it takes, so please don't try me. You got the dick, now you whip, now you right behind me. She sucked me up anytime I want. Let it slime me. Dog, on my mind. I ain't lying. Cause if I'm lying, then I'm flying. Ain't no need for trying. Cause all the real tickets she selling, I just wasn't buying. Cause after all the lying and trying, I felt like dying.
Edna, I'm on my way.
I know you feel me. Can't call a heart home when it feels so empty. Wanna give a person your all cause it sounded tempting. But now I caught your ass up and now you say I'm tripping.
Say I'm tripping, damn.
I'm about to end it. Couple of my new and old chicks might feel offended. Must keep it 200 at all times. Like Optimus Prime, yeah, I transform when I rhyme.
Started like this.
Yes, yes. No, I'm not going to even come back yet, y'all, because, like I said, I was running my mouth for entirely too long at the beginning of the show. So I got some brand new music right here. I just got today. Love, Ivy. Boss Lady. Let's roll.
Give you some money to do it yourself.
That's a great idea, Lois. I'll talk to him tomorrow. If this works out, I could make more money than when I had that rat farm in the basement.
Armando, do you have the rent?
We're trying, Senor Griffin. But the land, she gives us nothing. There is no sunlight.
It's been 2 months, Armando. You're putting me in a real awkward position here.
Oh, please, Senor Griffin. Just one more week. I will pay you double.
Perhaps we can work out another arrangement.
Oh, please. Senor, not my beloved.
Armando, this is for the children. Oh,
yes. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Sorry about the meltdown we almost had at the beginning of the show. If you roll with me through the beginning, thank you very much. We're about to get the show rolling and we can carry on as normal now. Now, what I'm first thing I'm going to get into today, I'm going to talk about work. Now, usually I don't talk about my job because work is usually something I talk about on Slap Sundays because there's always something stupid going on in my job. But why I'm talking about work today is because if you know about my job, I work with a whole bunch of women, basically. The whole office is women except for, like, me and two other people. Now, these women are mostly older women, not old, like granny old, but older, you know, got kids, families, you know, shit like that, except for one, but she got a kid, but she's a little younger than me. She's the closest one to my age, and she's actually the best-looking one in the whole office, but the rest of it was pretty cool for old people, so. But here's the funny thing. Here's why they made it to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, because these girls, well, women, decided they were going to throw a slumber party this past weekend. Now, it's funny to me because I didn't think women still did that at old age, but I guess they do. Their whole thing was they're about to go have a party. They're about to go to one of the ladies' houses, go there, drink, get chilled, get ready or whatever, go to some place called, like, the senior center. Now, one of the ladies lives on an army base. Now, that's number one reason why I didn't go, because I'm not going to go on an army base and get turned up. That's not going to work. But they went to some place called the senior center on the army base, partied with all the old people and all the old army vets or whoop or whatever, and then went back to the lady's house and chilled for the rest of the night, told all kind of dumb stories, I guess, and everything like that. Now, why they wanted me to go, I could not understand, because why would I set myself up for that kind of failure? For one, y'all all got husbands, kids, whoop and everything. I'm not dealing with y'all like that. When Dagger has a slumber party, or when Dagger has been to a slumber party, or Dagger has thrown a slumber party, it's usually me and, like, three, four, maybe other girls. And, you know, they're walking around in, you know, boy shorts, towels, nothing maybe, whatever. They decide we're just chilling or whatever. Now, that's a slumber party. Now, that's where I'm going to go, and that's where I'm going to chill. That's where I'm going to spend my time at. I'm not about to come out there, party with y'all old folks just so I can fall asleep first or get turned up and have to look at y'all and y'all, like, long John PJs and all kind of shit like that. I'm not about to do all that. For what? For what? A waste of my time. But it was interesting because, of course, you know, when girls get together and do things like this, they tell all kind of stories, do all kind of shit. And so now I get the stories about what happened at the slumber party, about what went down. Now, the funny thing that happened at this slumber party was the secretary of my job is, like, the worst person in the office. Like, the oldest, the biggest, but also the flirtiest and the biggest freak. Like I said, I've said this before, big girls or bigger women tend to not care or give a fuck. They will go for anything and do what they got to do. Now, this big girl doesn't party with all these other women. They also don't realize that none of these women like her. Nobody really likes her in the office. So why she would get drunk and start telling her business, I don't know. But come to find out, she's fucking one of the other teachers at the office. There was something said along the lines of, I don't know how they was talking about head. Like I said, I don't know how y'all girls get together and start talking about dick sucking, whoop and everything like that. But that's what they were talking about. But she obviously told on herself, talking about, well, I'm really, really good at that, you know, this. And then she got a call at the slumber party, and then the name on the phone, like, popped up, and I guess they saw who it was, and it was the little teacher from the school. So she was all excited, all giggly, like a little girl. Now, I wish I could describe to y'all what this woman looks like. But let's just say, she's just fat. We're just going to say she's fat, point blank, period. And not a good fat, like a big, big fat. So, wait, hold on real quick. I got somebody calling in real quick. Hold on, out the 702-1947. You got the Dagger. What it do? Oh, wait. Hold on. Hello? Hold on. Hello? Yes, there we are.
Hello, it's your boy, man. KID, man, checking in. What it do?
What it do, Pippin? What's going down with you, bro?
Man, you know me, man. Light jogging, this cold frost. You feel me? I'm doing my thing in Vegas right now, man.
Okay, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, man, I almost had a meltdown on the show earlier, man. The fucking internet wasn't working and shit. Nigga was just sitting there talking for like 15 minutes, just running his fucking mouth about all kind of shit. Like, damn, can't get no music. Like, it was almost a meltdown, but we back in the game. We good. That's what he's still out. Still out in Vegas, though, huh, nigga? You flipping them like that, man?
Nigga,
how's it going out there? All good?
Nigga, I got an apartment out here, nigga.
Yeah, baller, nigga. I'm trying to be like you when I grow up, nigga. Can I be like you?
Yeah, I got a house where I'm at, the apartment out here, and I'm at the Steezy right now, grinding my, you know me.
As you should, man, as you should, as you should. Now, look, but see, I was just, it was just story time, right, kid? Look.
Man,
I was just telling
all you
him,
Vegas
I was just...
Steezys, call me.
Like I was just telling people, there's this lady at work, right? And now our receptionist is like the biggest lady in the office. And that's another thing, real quick side note. You notice, I remember when receptionist, whenever you saw a receptionist, she was always bomb or looked cute or you know, always, you know, you always had a bomb receptionist. Like, all the receptionists
are always flat. They're always fat. Hold on one second, bro.
Are you going to put me on hold on my radio show? Yeah, hold on. I'm going to continue telling my story. As I was saying. Now, I come in. It was raining the other day. So I come in from outside, you know, trying to warm up my hands and shit and everything. And she smiles at me, grins and everything, calls me over. I'm like, okay, what's up? Like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, man, my hands are cold. Like, you know, I'm trying to warm them up. Why she leaned over, like, kind of to the side, like she was sitting in a chair. So she kind of, like, leaned to the left and swayed her butt out a little bit. And then lifted up her shirt like, you want to put it right here? Like, no, I don't. I do not want to put it right there. But it was like, I wish I could, like, really, like, show y'all what went down and how it went down. But it was just so.
You should see, you think that's bad. You should see the receptionist at this apartment I got. This bitch is big from everywhere but her ankles.
But I couldn't imagine. It was like, but she was dead serious. It's like, and not only are we at work, like, this is some, like, almost like some sexual harassment shit, because usually it was kind of funny because I always noticed, like, she always want to be close to me, or every time I'm around her, that she always big cheese, and she comes by me, she finds any excuse to give me a hug. You know, she grabbed my ass, like, a couple of days ago. Like,
I don't know. You better tell that girl to call the 18.
That shit is not going down, and it's not popping. But you know, I'm trying not to be mean, because, you know, on my end, I feel it's like I'm covering my ass, because it's like, if I'm cool with her, or if, as long as I remain cool with people, then if something pops off, ain't nobody gonna throw my name in nothing. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm trying to be like, how you keep putting
me on? Give me a second. Let me get this phone call.
Ah, look at this nigga. Yeah, I understand you busy, nigga. I can't. We're gonna bring in my other caller real quick. 323-3596. You got the dagger. What it do?
What's up, my dagger?
Oh, your phone. You gotta turn your. I could barely hear you. What it do, MIA?
What's good?
Going on with
you? Can you hear me now?
There it is. What's up with you, MIA?
How's it going?
Shit, man. I'm trying to
she
hang out.
Sound
kind
of cute.
I thought you were about to sleep over.
Yeah. Well, let me introduce you. MIA, this is my bro Kip. Kip calling out of Vegas. Kip, MIA, hanging out here with us.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, now, how you doing? You sound cute to the motherfucker. You said something about the sleepover.
Thank you. I am though,
so. She is calling about the sleepover. But yeah, but like I'm saying, it's amazing. I mean, I didn't realize girls still have sleepovers, especially older women. But it was just funny, like, what I look like going to this sleepover with y'all? Like, what in any way is going to benefit me, and what kind of way? You know, like, in any way. Like, I can't look at y'all, can't deal with y'all. I don't want to hear y'all stories. You know what I mean? There's no point in me going. Like,
man, they didn't invite you the right way.
Most of them are married.
Yeah, most of them are married and got kids. But you know what? But that don't mean nothing. I'm coming to realize, like I've always come to say, like, being married and all this kind of shit just really doesn't matter to a lot of people.
You
I
said
mean,
it's like going to a store
like...
with no money? You heard me? Like, you going to go in the store and just look at the shit that you want to touch, but you can't touch it because you ain't got
no
money?
Exactly. That's
yeah,
right.
I'm good on that shit,
too. Giving them five-finger discounts,
so.
Man, fuck that. If that's the case, motherfuckers could just give it to me for free.
I mean, that's probably why they had a sleepover, because they did want them a little bit of action. You know, one of my best friends is just telling me about a swingers party where, you know, their husbands was there and they wasn't even getting into no action, but you know, they let their wives get into it. So
right, but
like,
the swingers,
you really never know what goes on out here.
No, but the swingers party and then a swingers party and what they were talking about is two different things. Because I done been to a swingers party, so I know what that'd be about.
I mean, maybe that's just how they tried to try it out a little bit. They wanted to see who was down at the sleepover. You feel me? So they
but it was only them. Like I said, they didn't invite their husbands. They wasn't telling nobody. It was supposed to be like some covert op mission or whatever. But they wanted me to go.
Exactly. It was some old have my cake and eat it too type of mission.
Yeah, like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm not getting involved with y'all and all that shit. I don't know what y'all
got
going on.
I'm telling you, man. These motherfucking females be thinking they so slick.
especially on the Air Force. She stays on, like, one of the Marine bases. Like, I got to show ID and stuff to get on there. I ain't trying to go through all that. Like, I mean, it's
not. Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
I'm good. You can miss
not to go Ricky Lewis and shit.
Yeah,
we
want
to go Ricky Lewis and shit.
Well, if you would have came to my party, you would have fun. It was a lot of lovely ladies there, so, you know.
Were they ready?
I believe.
Were they ready for the takedown?
Oh, see.
They wasn't ready for the takedown.
I'm not sure. I'm not nobody's pussies but my own, you feel me? So.
Well, see, that's the whole thing.
It depends
thing,
on
but
how
look,
your mouthpiece is. So.
But it was your party, right?
Yeah. It was actually for my brother. I just threw him a surprise party.
See,
I already did that strippers and everything. So.
You gotta
see how the plot thickens.
You gotta excuse my brother. He's real direct.
No, I can't really,
straight to the point.
I can't really hear him. He said the clock ticking what?
Yeah, the plot thickens. It was your party, but now it's a party for your brother. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When I threw a party.
I mean, I threw the party, but it was for my brother. It wasn't for me.
It was for him. He didn't
know shit about it.
Yeah, see. If when I throw a party, I put the name on the party, and the name of the party is what the party ensues. So I will call you and tell you, hey, I'm going to throw a takedown party. That's for taking shit down. Ain't no mouthpiece got to be moved. If a motherfucker like how you look and you like how they look or whatever the case may be, it's a takedown party. If I wanted to throw a looky-loo party, I'd say, hey.
Nothing wrong with that, but you just got to make sure you have the right people to come to a takedown party.
Now, here we go. Hold on. Don't worry about me, Mama.
I'm wild.
We're going to get some discussions.
I hear it.
I see this is going to be an interesting night. I see Kip, you hanging out for the
I'm hanging out for a while.
All right, MIA, you kicking it for a second?
Yeah, I'm hanging out for a while.
All right, y'all. Hold on a second. We're gonna get into some more music right here on West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights, where we play. You know, it's not Slap Sundays. We try to keep it calm, cool, and collected. We only talk about adult matters over here. We try to make sure y'all get through the rest of the week. So we got these track eaters. I got this track by the Track Eaters, If He Doesn't Know. See, even all these songs is about cheating, but hey, I done been on both sides of it, so let's go.
Yeah, girl. You know you're crazy, right? I think that's what I love about you, though. Let's go. She be with a man, sending me texts like that. Surprising. Hell no.
with a camera phone, but she transforms when I turn the camera on. Lights, camera, action, light with a chick set. Finna go ham and I beat until the cheeks red. Busted on sheets and she owe me a sheet set. But girl, just keep your mouth shut and don't tell him about us. Cause
I got a play, so tell your man you shopping. I'm gon' keep it quiet till I get you naked and the neighbors think we violent. I do things he can't do, shouldn't be surprising.
Yes, yes, we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. Whitney Coleman, y'all, featuring T-Thrall. She's not that girl. Let's keep it going. Push.
I love that style. I love those lips. They use the perfect storm, girl. Can I see you? I mean, cause you so fly. Funny, girl, use a trip. But my bags is packed, so yeah, I'm ready for it. You see, at first it was all about passion, laughing, and satisfaction attracting. You different, so I'm begging you, please. Cause I see you, and you see me. And I'm willing to sacrifice if it makes us a we. Nah, I mean, baby.
Here we are, face to face, talking about. You said you wanted to chill that day, but I said no, I had a show to play. But there you were, by the phone, at your plate, all alone. Was on the stage, light shining on me. Then a knock at your door, but this chick wasn't me. Before I let you go, I think that you should know. You said you want to be friends, cause I'm not. I would have been support you on your everything. Now I know that I might be different, a cute difference, smart and independent. But I thought it was selfish until you broke our bond and it was not fair. Before I let you go, I think that you should know. You said you want to be friends, cause I'm not the type of girl. And no, don't you take it back. Leave exactly where it's at. You say you want to be friends, but man, I don't.
This is crazy, and baby, I know that lately it feels like I don't hear you. But turn around and you'll see that I'm near you. I know you heard the pimp lies about the women I done been through. It's true, but the wedding dress is for you, I assure you. You say my love is skin deep, but I say I adore you. And when you say uh-uh, I just tell you I amore you. I know I ain't the man that your daddy would have for you, but I got a heart and it's just turning more blue, more blue.
Before I let you go, I think that you should know. I'm not the type of girl. And no, don't you take it back. Let's leave exactly where it's at. You say you want to be friends, but man, I'm more than just that girl.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West Coast. Bang Out Radio.
That's right. My boy Ashton Martin holding it down. LA, West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Westgill Wednesdays. The Dagger. Hump Nights. Glad to have y'all here. Make sure if y'all want to call in and get in on some of these conversations, 661-621-7559. Press 1 to holler at the Dagger. Make sure you send all music, models, if you're sending y'all pictures in, if y'all want to set up interviews, anything y'all want to get into, make sure y'all hit up my email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? Bringing my peoples back in, my boy Kip, calling out of Vegas.
Yada, yada, yada.
in the building. You turn off that speakerphone, man. That shit is not working.
Hello.
You got me on. It's in MIA in the building. We're back.
What's that?
All right, we're here. I'm trying to get my boy's phone situated real quick, folks. Yeah, Kip. Yeah.
Kip is busy right now. He keep putting us on hold.
Yeah, I'm like, man, if you got money to make, man, make your money, man. I'm gonna have to mute him real quick, and we'll have to bring him back and see what he's talking about. Now, here's what I want to talk about next. Now, obviously, there's a little bit jungle fever going on in Hollywood a little bit. I happen to notice Cameron Diaz. She broke up with Alex Rodriguez, but was seen all around New York with P. Diddy, kissing, hugging all on him and shit, popping Ciroc bottles, Grey Goose and Patron, and they could not get enough of each other all weekend in New York. That's real interesting.
I'm sorry, but I don't even really know who those people are.
You said who? P. Diddy and Cameron Diaz. P. Diddy, of course.
Oh, P. Diddy. Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
And Cameron Diaz is the white girl. She be in all the movies. What was she in? She was in Charlie's Angels. She was in that movie. She was in Day and Night with Tom Cruise. You don't know who Cameron Diaz is?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
There's a red hair lady. I know you're talking about
now. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I have no problem with interracial sex or people and everything like that, but it's just interesting the combinations that some people put together. I mean, like, for real, P. Diddy and Cameron Diaz, these are some of the most...
Yeah, you would never think about that.
But apparently, this is not the first time they kick it. Apparently, it's been said that whenever neither one of them are dating anybody or doing anything, that they deal with each other. So it was just interesting.
I mean, but he did go with J-Lo, so, I mean, and ain't no telling what black guy she dated in her life.
Right, but I mean, if you look at J-Lo and you look at Cameron Diaz, and then it's like, there's just, even that's just so different. You know what I mean? I don't. Like,
you fucked up, Dagger.
I mean, it's not about being fucked up. I'm just being honest. I mean, if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But then also, I want to know also, like, let me ask you, if you had your own drink, was that all you would drink? You know what I mean? Like, because I understand trying to promote your own drink, but, but like, you
no,
know,
that wouldn't be all I would drink. I mean, I would switch up from time to time, but I would drink my own drink, you know, most of the time, because that's why I made it, because it's something that I like, something I can drink, something that gets me to my level, and it tastes good. But I would switch off, you know, I like Grey Goose, Belvedere, you know, different kind of liquor, Hennessy, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I gotta switch it up.
I only ask because every time I hear something about P. Diddy or I see P. Diddy or a picture of P. Diddy or something like that, there's always some Ciroc somewhere in the picture or in his hand, in his back pocket. It's like, I understand you're trying to promote. I understand that, but I mean, for real. Like, really? All the time? That's all you
fucking... Yeah, all the time.
Nothing,
I mean,
you know, like, really? Like,
just Ciroc, hold on. Hot bottles.
Yeah.
Ciroc is cool.
Oh, you're back now? You're back now?
I've been
sure?
back. I said I drink Hennessy Black, and Hennessy Privilege.
Oh, well,
no,
that's
we
my
hear
bad,
none of
I
that.
I had you on mute because it sounded like you was doing some other shit in the background. So, you know what I mean? You can't be interrupting So you can't be interrupting my show with your business like that, man. That's not fair when I'm over here trying to do something. The show's already going hard at the beginning, all right? You're lucky you're my brother, man.
No trip, bro, but you know,
like
I was slowing my grind down. I called in because I wanted to hear what's all going on and whatnot.
Yeah, there you go. Just be like, mute me. Let me know next time. But then also what you got to do, what I'm going to tell you to do, is you got to press 1 to come off, and then you press 1 again, and then the light will come back on and let me know you're ready to come back on, okay? So we got that.
Oh,
now.
Okay. That's what's up.
For sure. Bam.
Yeah.
Now, we just got through talking about Diddy and Cameron. Now, what about this? I found out this. Y'all know Louis Vuitton is making a condo? This is like...
That sounds tight. I would use a Louis Vuitton condo.
No, but this is where...
Who going to buy him?
No, wait, let me explain. First off, it's I'm going to describe the condo because I saw a picture of it. It's just a brown condo, and the condo itself is like brown, like darkest brown or whatever. I guess that's their like symbol or whatever. But the package of the wrapping has all the little Louis Vuitton symbols on it, whoop, everything. But here's the dummy part. Nigga, this motherfucking condo cost $68 a piece each one is
$68. That's what I'm saying. Like, who's going to buy that? Oh, bitch, I'm a baller. I'm going to fuck you with this.
Damn,
movie.
I mean.
Is that where we at now, where are you going to get extra stripes by pulling out a Louis Vuitton condom on a bitch?
Like,
maybe.
No.
I mean,
he got to
be a baller. So I called her, and he better have some good dick if he's pulling out a Louis Vuitton condom.
No.
Man, if a female think I'm going to go spend $65, I'm not going to be her $65. I'm not going to be a trick about it.
$68 for one. For one. $68. Are we dead serious, y'all? Are niggas running out of things to do with their money so bad that they feel the need to floss that hard on a female? $68 on a condo. You know what I mean? Like, are we?
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Are these regular condoms, my nigga? Because you ain't said nothing about the extra large or none of that.
Hey, man, like I said, all I saw was the picture. And all I saw, and it just said Louis Vuitton condom. I don't know if there's different sizes of the condoms or whatever, but even at that.
I don't know, my nigga. I know I get mad when I got to spend $3-4 on a pack of Magnum, so that Louis Vuitton shit is completely out the question.
For
if
what?
A female need that, she can go buy it herself. You go buy it, and I'll put it on.
Like MIA, for real, for real. If a guy was like, oh, look, I got me, for real, you chilling with a dude, whoop, whatever. Is he really going to get extra stripes for pulling out a Louis Vuitton condom? Like, you're really at this point where y'all about to get it popping, but then it's like, what? Ooh, look at my Louis Vuitton condom. Like, seriously?
I mean, do it have LV all over the condom? Do it, like, stretch out? Or is it just a Louis Vuitton wrapper? Or is it a Louis Vuitton?
Well, the
like,
wrapping had it on it. I don't know. I don't
is
know.
Is it a
what's
special
on.
Lubricant, you know? Like,
no,
ain't none of that
special with it. Like I said, I didn't see it unrolled because the picture of it, it looked like, you know, you just open the condom and just set it down, you know, instead of unrolling it. They didn't have it, like, on a banana or nothing or anything like that, so it was just sitting there. So
yeah, I don't know about that, man. For $68, you better wake up and cook me breakfast in the morning. That's all I'm
well,
saying,
Well, I guess
bro.
It's for the rich people. Stick to the charges in the magazine, then, and the
well, I mean,
rich people would get the Louis Vuitton condoms.
But, I mean,
but I will be getting me some, though.
No. If I'm rich, I'm still not spending $68 per condom. What the fuck? Are we serious? I don't care how much money I got. I don't care. I can have Bill Gates
yeah,
pay.
I could be the millionaire. I'm not finna buy no Louis Vuitton condom so a female could look and be like, ooh, you got a Louis Vuitton. I thought the condom wasn't the part that mattered, my nigga.
That's what I thought. Exactly. Exactly.
I
that's what I thought.
Was stealing the condom that was important.
So that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. This is like, wow.
And to keep it honest, my nigga, for the motherfuckers who going out and buying that shit, that's showing a problem. I don't want to have to speak too much on what the problem is, but everybody who a nigga who a real nigga should already know.
No, we know the problem is. It's like guys feel they need to do all kind of extras to show off or do whatever just in order to get what they feel they can get from a woman. I mean, we know what that is. But,
Dagger,
you know,
I'm sorry, but I'm
going
to keep it real. Them ballers is getting the Louis Vuitton condoms, and if somebody pulled out a Louis Vuitton condom on me, he's a keeper. No, I'm just playing.
Well, you know, condoms to the best,
but that made
sure, you know, that made us love they wrote and hate ourselves.
I mean, yeah,
thanks for letting
playing,
me hang out with
people.
You.
You're playing, but there are people that are dead serious that would really fall all over that shit with no hesitation, and that's the bad part, and that's the scary part.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, patties just drop right away. Like, are we serious?
Niggas
like,
just need to save up $70 and just get one and keep one in their wallet.
I mean, you can rent a room for the night for like, $68. They still got change coming.
Dagger,
you know
I'm
going
to have
like,
to, kept this conversation a little short. Thanks for letting me hang out with you, bitch. Gotta go. MIA is needed.
Uh-oh. Ooh. All right, Ma, go have fun. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do, which ain't that much.
Oh, no. I'm with my homegirl right now, so.
All right, tell us what's
know.
Up.
Ladies come first.
Oh, ooh, that sounds even better. You need to tell her to call us and tell me what's up. Tell her to call back and holler at me real quick after y'all finish doing what y'all doing.
All right. I'll tell her to call and holler.
For sure.
All right, MIA. All right.
All right.
All right. See y'all later. Talk to y'all later.
Later.
Yeah, man, you know, shit. I can't see how a nigga would do that. I would never, nigga.
Oh, yeah, you already know how we can tell, man. What the fuck? Hey, niggas like, no. $68 for one fucking, that makes entirely no sense. I don't give a fuck what type of baller you think you are or whoever you are. If you're doing that, you're fucking stupid. Point blank.
Well, shit ain't even been tested and approved yet. It might not even be as good as a regular condom, my nigga. Like, yeah, I'm good. I'll wait.
It ain't even on the market yet. It is not even on the market. But, yeah, y'all, we're going to get back into some slappers. I got my bro hanging out with me today from out in Vegas, hanging out in the city of sin. We're going to get back into some more music real quick. Hold up. Boom, 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 boom. See now. Wait. Come on, man. There's only the bad thing about, like I said, web radio. Okay, we got to chop it up a little bit longer real quick because now my thing has to reset itself. Like I said, wait. This is the only thing about internet radio, the only thing, because, you know, if the internet go down and something happens with the internet, then there's no radio. So, you know, that's some fucked up shit. But we right back. We good. Nothing too bad. Hold on. We're going to get right back to Levi Sev, all right, when it rains, it pours. Let's roll.
Dopey. Yeah. my people. Be out there discouraged at times. That's all. Come on. Man, what he do this time? A foolish woman punished for pride. Said she need a husband, not a couple, not some fuck in her eyes. Scary to ask how low it lasts. Cause she had to know about my past. From daddy's fruit stand, and mama's sharp knife that you fly. Inside the unhurt cries of an Ethiopian kid, only nine, losing ground. Angels hold the bridge. Just a rich man in the hood, why the broke local kids? This love, hate, open the floodgates for the sergeant child. We never make a sergeant. Captain looking dumb now. Wait, pause, and listen. The laws of religion for all Christians. I write far beyond scriptures. Come from a humble beginning of loving women and God willing. We hugging children and touch the spirits. Wish every rich man can experience the way the homeless is living. God yelling. Hurricanes and volcanoes. How could such a devilish woman give birth to an angel? Helps the skills to eating forbidden fruit. A old woman's fountain of youth. A fountain of you. Heard you say the fly. One grounded too. My wife, nice friends with lifesavers. You think it's hard? Try them into the heartbeats of a cancer patient. Was born to wonder about the storm of thunder. Imagine crying and dying, dying to know who be a lover. Step Pop was a preacher, man. Peep how he backslide. Can't get less, man. His mom's just doing it at the time. Restore love with poems evolving and songs. I write far from home. I write far from home. I bring a melody to sing. Self-ex-dopey, getting closer to our dreams. Let's see. Yo, getting closer to your dreams. Getting closer to our dreams. Getting closer to your dreams. We getting closer to our dreams. Getting closer to your dreams. We getting closer to our dreams. Getting closer to your dreams. Gary Jackson. We getting closer to our dreams. You getting closer to your dreams. My homie Shell. Getting closer to your dreams. Lisa Hood. Getting closer to your dreams. You getting closer to your dreams. Junior P. Getting closer to our dreams. Young Nine.
After they was finished stepping on the grapes and the bitches was just love, I was just...
Look, I can't concentrate with your thing flapping around like that. Go put some clothes on.
I'm not hungry no more. Yeah, I'm done.
Y'all, come on, man. Why y'all tripping? Morning wood ain't nothing to be ashamed of. That's how you know you alive, man.
Yes, West Coast Wednesdays, the Dagger, Bang Out Radio, Hump Nights. Glad y'all here. Glad to have y'all back. Lost my brother. I guess he's out there handling the business, but it's all good. Still here, still chilling. Make sure if y'all want to call in, holler at me, 661-621-7559. Make sure y'all check out the website, www.bangoutradio.com. Make sure y'all send me y'all shit, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Let's get into this little article I was reading earlier, which was actually kind of funny because it was put out by the AARP. Now, I'm not actually sure what that stands for, but anything that has AARP on it is strictly dealing with old folks, usually people about 50+. And what it was better how to have better sex for people over 50. Now, I found this kind of funny because looking at this, when I was reading through it and the things that they were saying, it's like everybody should do this. Why it got to be people over 50? With like, and I do a lot of these things, so I mean, it's interesting. Let's see. Like, let me share some of the things they said. They said take a pain reliever. Now, that makes sense. Old people, you know, old bones, old bodies, you know, brittle bones and everything, trying to get all acrobatic and everything, that could be kind of, you know, physically straining on the body. So, yes, take a pain reliever if you're above 50. But, see, I pop pills, too, before I get a crack in. And, well, not every time, but ideally, if I know I'm about to go hard on that whoop or whatever, then I know I'm going to go ahead and pop a pill. But it's not going to be a pain reliever, but it's used for the same thing, if you get what I'm saying. So, hold on. Back out to 721947, bro.
Hey, 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 my pills ain't for pain. My pain, my pills is for pleasure.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
There's a wiggle.
So this is what it is. We're going to put that out there. But those are the pills I pop. And it is a pain reliever. And then that's that, you know, it helps with what's going on. So, yes, I pop pills, too, when I have sex. 50, people over 50 should pop pills when they have sex as well. Also, what they said should help is that people got to learn how to use pillows. Old people got to learn how to use pillows because that's soft and that helps, you know, support. But that's also smart as well. Fellas, I understand, but you got to understand the girls you're dealing with sometimes, and depending on the situation where you're at, if you throw a pillow up under her stomach or, you know, behind her head, if you got her bent up, you know, in a certain way, or however y'all get down, put a pillow up there because, you know, girls get cramped up too. They neck start to hurt sometimes, you know. They do. They do.
You better take that pain with this pleasure. You're a thoughtful nigga, though. You are. You're a very thoughtful nigga. I can see why bitches like you. And I'm not doing none of that shit. You better put your own pillow up there. You know what the fuck we getting ready to do. And if you don't put a pillow up there, ain't gonna make me dig no softer. I'm gonna boom, boom, boom.
Very, very, very true. Like I said, yes, take the pain with the pleasure. But like I'm just saying, if you wanna go to really, really like you fellas, on top of already taking it down, if you throw that pillow up under there or something, or it also helps with certain positions. Like I said, if your girl, you know, be having back problems or something like that, or you know something's not, or she just tends to be a little lazy sometime or whatever, get one of them big-ass pillows or something, get a pillow, fold it in half, throw it up under her stomach. That puts her ass, like, right there where you need to be and just have her lay there. If she want to be lazy, just put her in position. You know what I mean? Use the pillows, y'all. Nothing's wrong with using pillows if you're in the situation and you have a couple of them handy. Also, depending on what positions you're in, throw some pillows up under your knees. You know we don't like rug burns. You know that shit gets real irritating sometimes depending on where you're at. So go ahead, throw them up under the knees. Get some cushion. I'm trying to help y'all out. You know what I mean? Don't want arthritis in y'all knees and shit like that. So I'm just trying to help. So, yes, if it could work for people over 50, it could work for us. So it's okay. Another thing they said, lubrication. Duh, this should go for anybody. We all know that lubrication is always better than having some dry-ass pussy or something like that, too. So that's always good. But here's what I want to add to lubrication. Ladies, if you're going to, let's say, if you don't want to give head, we already had the head-in-hand conversation. But if you feel like you just want to jack somebody off or stroke something or whatever, you can't stroke a dick with a dry hand. It doesn't feel that good. It doesn't, really. You got to spit on it. Put some lotion. I mean, do something if that's all you're going to do. Because, like I said, lubrication is the key. It's like...
You are crazy.
How am I crazy? Have you ever got jerked off with a dry hand? Like, have you ever just got a hand dry?
Nah, man. I just better use some of that liquid soap or something. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. So, some lubrication, right? Like I said, I've been in this situation every now and then. It's like a girl jerked her hand off and she don't even want to spit in her hand or just nothing. Like I said, this has to be some kind of lubrication because eventually that skin on skin is going to start to get hot. It's going to start to hurt a little bit. It's going to start to get, you know.
Trying to burn you.
Yeah, it's not.
Trying to get that next day burn.
It's not the business. Or, like, you ever had sex with a girl and then just pussy just was kind of dry or whatever? I mean, you had to, like, get in it to dig it out and then get the lubrication going. But you know how when you first put it in and everything like that, sometimes you just got to get it up in there? Like, the lubrication.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, that little. But, see, that rarely happens to me. Most of the females I fuck with, they should be waterfalling before I ever touch them.
What also helps, ladies, is get, like I said, hey, if you go ahead and suck a dick, then it's already got lubrication on it for penetration. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to, like I said,
you
I'm
know,
just
they,
trying to help.
They too afraid to deal with what they homegirls are going to say about that to do that.
What else did they say? They also,
dick. Oh, girl. Oh, that's so sad.
They also said that, they also say that you just start holding conversations. Now, not whole conversations. They start saying, like, words like yes, like little words like, oh, yeah, things like that, because that gives encouragement to your partner, and that will encourage the sexual acts and the sexual thrills. Now, me personally, I usually don't say much unless it's really feeling good, unless it's really popping. I'm not going to give somebody the satisfaction just to give them the satisfaction. Like, that's just, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna fake. That doesn't mean I'm gonna take it down any less or anything like that. But that just means if I'm not making no sounds or if I'm not feeling it or it's all super bomb like that, then it's not. But you know what I mean? Like, because if it's bomb, it's gonna be bomb, right?
Well, you know what females say, if you gotta ask them how it was afterwards, then it wasn't good. But a nigga to tell you in the hot half of a second, if I didn't say shit about how good it was, then it wasn't.
Oh, wait, if you don't say how good it is, then it wasn't. So guys talk up about pussy and girls talk down about the dick.
Hey, well, not even that. Girls just don't talk at all. If it was some good dick, they ain't going to say nothing about it.
Oh, yeah, true.
You're going to be quiet. They figure you as a man should know whether you wreak havoc on their shit or not. But, you know, women is more complex anyway because they have babies and shit. You ain't wrecking nothing, never.
All right, what else?
Snapback.
What else they say you should do is also you should have sex earlier in the day. Now, this I agree with kind of 50-50 because also at the same time, you should be able to get a pop in at any time during the day and just be ready to go. Now, sometimes people get turned down during the end of the day. As it gets later, people get lazy, don't want to stay up, just fall asleep. I understand that. So it's good to have sex during the midday or as early as possible. You know, morning sex is always good too, right? When you wake up, you get some right before you leave and go to work or do whatever you got to do for the day. So I can agree with that, but also I just don't agree with the fact that you gotta not. What am I trying to say? Like you gotta put stipulations on things. You shouldn't have to do that. You should just be able to when it's popping, when you want to do something, you should just be able to do it. They also said one of the last things that they were talking about is that you should schedule sex. That is like. I don't know.
I'm not
how
scheduling
I feel about
shit.
That.
Look. The way it's supposed to be is when I want to take it down. I take it down. Who gives a fuck if it's morning, noon, night? A real one gonna hop on the dick and slide up and down the pole, with no question.
But that's
if you gotta fucking come to an agreement about fucking, then you know that's too much. I mean, we gotta sit here and haggle each other back and forth to figure out what's what. Like, come on.
But also keep in mind, like I said, this article is meant for people over 50. Like I said, I'm trying to bring it down a little bit, but that's why I'm just trying to give people a heads up on what they may be going on when they get over 50 and shit like that. And it's just like, I'm trying to hopefully people be married and everything.
I mean,
but
yeah, don't get me wrong. If a person is busy, you know, I can understand if you're busy. If you're getting money or something, you know, you might not want to. Come on, bro. Are you hanging up before y'all seen
you? Look at you. See how you just jump out in the middle of a conversation? We gonna get.
I'm still in the conversation. I'll just have to answer my door. Yeah.
Well, here. Kip.
Yeah, man, I hear you. I'm listening.
Nah, it's cool. I'll put y'all balls quick. We're just gonna get the daggers double play. We're gonna jump right back into the convo as soon as we get back. Handle your business, all right?
All right.
For sure. Okay. Yes, tonight okay. On daggers double play West Coast Wednesdays. I'm gonna take it back just a little bit, maybe like a year or so on y'all, right? We're gonna have some fun today. Wow. Listen up.
Yeah.
Welcome out tonight, y'all.
Uh-oh.
We got the daggers.
Yeah.
Yes. And also tonight, making his 2009 debut.
Uh-oh. Oh shit.
We got Sex with Chocolate out here tonight in the bank.
In the house.
Yo. About to let y'all bitches have it. Here we go.
Now normally this ain't my style, feeling kinda suckerish, but fuck it, I'm the dagger, what I feel, I make it public. Everybody listen while I put these women in their place, a lot of y'all is gonna hate, so back it up and give me space. First I talk about you bougie bitches that be showing out, think you too cute to get a nigga's fist up in your mouth. I haven't done it, but best believe I've seen it happen, man, I don't agree with hitting women, but I understand, some of y'all don't ever quit until a nigga butt your lips. Now you wanna call the cops, you bitches on that bullshit, look at how you screaming cussing, you the one that go to church, and yeah, I hit you in the eye, look out my eye, you see me as a baby boy, dagger, he's a grown man. Bitches try to game me up, I hit him with a better round. I'ma keep my money, cause your mom and daddy made you rich. And if they were to pass away today, you wouldn't have to
change. I could never love you, no, I couldn't kiss a hug.
Sex with chocolate,
I won't give you anything that you need. Except for my erection. We got
protection.
There is no trust between you and me.
No.
Now what about
about these baby making bitches that ain't never had me. Raw dog and every nigga still don't know her baby daddy. Member of a broken family, now you wanna have me on a single mom, a lot of kids, a daddy who I never hold. Caught up in a cycle and you still don't wanna break it. Couldn't keep a nigga, so you settle for a county check. Now you wanna blame the kids cause you chose the wrong life. Real niggas never turn you hoes into a housewife. Now you out every night, baby at your mama's crib, but you ain't got no mama, just be fucking right in front of kids. Yeah, the dagger's pro-choice, death is the option, or adoption. You don't do it though, cause people is watching. Bitch, it's all self-esteem, maybe you should get you some. A single mom could run a house too, because I've seen it done. But it takes a lot of work, and bitches be some lazy hoes. That's why your son is selling drugs,
and
daughter's coming out of clothes.
I could never love you, I couldn't kiss or hug you. I won't give you anything that you need.
What you saying?
Except for my arrest.
What else?
We got to use protection.
Why?
There is no trust between you and me.
Nope.
No.
What about these prostitutes doing anything for love? Letting any nigga in they pussy mouth the duke shoot. High heels for the track, you pay the price, you hitting that. Running laps and touching more balls than
get
a quarterback. Didn't finish school, so you chose to make the fast cash.
A bitch gotta eat, right?
Hit the streets, sell your ass. All I see is trash, but to them you a treasure. Been a hundred just a fuck, who me?
Not me.
Yeah, you got a lot of ass, and yeah, I'm loving what I see, but I ain't paying you. It's either free or else you paying me. Let them other niggas pay you money just to take it down. You got the perfect occupation, all you do is love. I respect your hustle, bitch, but a hoe.
Hell no.
Get up off the track at least and go and do a video. Them hoes get a worse for going dummy.
Stupid
over
dick
to give your money to a pimp. Dead broke, dumb
bitch.
Educated left and right. Getting raped here and there. And then you got kidnapped. They couldn't find you anywhere. That's all you know. You ain't got nothing to offer. Except some head and ass
and
trips.
And I could never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you. And I won't give you anything that you need.
I ain't giving you a damn.
My arrest, and we got to use protection.
That's right.
There is no trust between you and me.
No, that's
Dagger signing off, y'all. Let these bitches know about themselves, you know what I mean? Good looking out, sexual chocolate, you know what I mean? 2009 debut. That's how it works out, that's how it goes. Dagger, Westside, LA, all day. I know a lot of y'all bitches gonna be mad at this track. It's okay, you know it's the truth. Everybody don't like the
truth. That's all
I live in is the truth.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm burnt.
Yeah. I know I can't sing, but that was the days before I, you know, knew R&B singers that would do tracks with me and shit, so I had to do it myself and just play around. So, excuse me on that, but yeah, I told y'all I'm burnt. We're gonna keep it going. Second part of Dagger's Double Play. Let's go.
Yeah. The Dagger. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches.
Fake shit.
The haters.
All of them.
All y'all motherfuckers.
Fuck it.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Let's keep it going.
Hey.
On to the next one.
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump, yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt. My car don't stunt, I use DVD to buy a lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself,
no backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't better.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
I do it better, better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. They gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing?
me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, she's finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step in game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Love to get you wet, true love, get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta let that get. He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, I'll have to be stuck. He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta let that get. He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Keep it sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you satellite, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She won because of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that good.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, might have to suck.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
It's a rose bush. I planted it to commemorate the first time we ever made love. And though that moment only lasted seconds, this bush will last forever.
Look at that, honey. A bunch of other people planted rose bushes just like you.
Oh, no. Those are all mine. Each one for a different man I slept with. But you are my last.
All of these?
It's not that many.
This is the largest sex garden in North America. Rumor has it within its unexplored depths lives an Indian tribe who have never seen a white man.
Yes, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Yes, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? What am I going to jump into? What about this nigga Chris Humphries? Yes, we already know he broke up with Kim Kardashian. We already know how that whole shit was probably a sham or whatever, you know, probably a publicity stunt. Excuse me, y'all. Let me not sound like I'm ignorant. But come to find out just recently, now some pictures have surfaced where him and some groupies that he took back to the room that him and Kim Kardashian were staying in while they were getting, I don't know if they were already married or they were about to get married or one of those things. And he was all in there with these bitches while she was out of town somewhere else. And it's funny because I actually saw a few of the pictures and a couple of things I noticed. It's like they got the picture of this nigga and he can't deny nothing. He can't say it wasn't me. There's no way he can get out of this because this dumb motherfucker, I don't know why, what he was doing already. He got himself caught in the video. Already, see, like I said, I've been on both sides of this situation. If you're putting yourself in videos with people that you're not supposed to be even dealing with, then you obviously just don't care about what you're doing. That's number one. Number two, if you cared about what you were doing, you wouldn't put yourself in the video. There's one picture where these bitches just take a picture of themselves. You see this nigga all in the background. He right there in the background. He might as well turn and took a picture. I mean, turned and smiled at the camera. He's walking by, got his hat on and shit, like he in disguise, nigga shirt off and shit or whatever. Like, oh, nigga, you fucked up. And I was looking at the room, and yeah, it was the exact room because I watched the show. I didn't watch it religiously, but every now and then I came across the episode, depending on where I was. And I remember the actual room. Like, oh, yeah, that is the same exact room. These bitches, you know, bitches is grimy. And I guess white bitches could be just as grimy as black bitches are. I guess bitches, a bitch is a bitch, point blank period. These girls just got all kind of evidence they blowing up. They got they held up one of the because, you know, these motherfuckers is ballers, so they up there with their custom-made towels and shit with their initials on it. These white girls just sitting up there holding up the towel, big smiles and everything, and just say KH on it because it's their initials and everything, just showing off. And it's like, Chris, what the fuck are you thinking? What are you doing? Some things you shouldn't do. You don't take them back to the hotel room where nigga, you and your wife or your future wife is at. You don't do that, man. You take them somewhere else. You go to another hotel, but you're fucking Chris Humphries. You can't get away with that shit unless you just don't care, and it's obviously that it didn't care. Why? Because we all knew this shit was going to be bullshit anyway, and y'all sat there. Y'all probably cried throughout the whole little wedding special, and, oh, that's so, just everybody that was all on that shit, I called it. I was like, man, that shit ain't going to last like 3 weeks or something. I already knew what I was saying because I knew it was going to be bullshit. These niggas ain't ready to do all this. I told you, there's really like no loyalty left anywhere. Y'all think because they got money they're going to be loyal to each other? Look at this nigga. Dumb. Dumb, dumb. And the bitches was ugly as fuck, too. It's like, That's even worse. Chris, okay, we understand Kim don't fuck with Ray J. She done Reggie Bush. She done been around. We understand that, okay. But if you're going to cheat on fucking Kim Kardashian, have videos and have pictures leak or whatever, at least be with some bomb bitches. You know what I mean? It's like you're just looking even worse right now because if you're going to cheat on your girl, cheat with somebody better. You're supposed to cheat up. You don't cheat down. But a lot of people cheat down because they just want to take advantage of the situation. You know, when you cheat up, then that's a whole other different story. And a lot of times girls will be like, girls get mad when you cheat on them for somebody that they feel is less than they are. I've had people tell me all the time, if you go cheat on me, at least let it be with somebody better than me. Like I said, I don't know why that's a, I understand why, but the fact that even girls are like saying that is just amazing to me as well. So, like I'm saying, it's just interesting. It's just up, calling in out the 909-3261. You got the dagger, what it do?
Yo.
What it do?
Hey, man, it's your boy, Andre Arnaz. I'm in the building, man.
Hey, what it do, Andre, man? How you been, man? Everything all good with your pimping?
Man, everything all good. Y'all, how y'all doing? Everybody straight over there? What's going down? Y'all turned up?
Man,
we
relaxing, man. Over here, you know, it's West Coast Wednesdays. You know, it's Hump Nights on Hump Nights. We just relax. You know, we get our R&B on, sit, chill. You know, I try not to get all crazy and hysterical like on Sunday. So we just relaxing and marinating over here.
Hey, I got something for you, bro. I got a new track called Slow Motion, right?
Yeah.
It's me, Lil Zane, and my boy Flip Rollins. It's a new joint. We just got it hot off the studio. You know what I'm saying? I see you got like 30 minutes left on your show. It's actually a mellow track. I was trying to see if you can close it out with that. I can email it to you right now in about 5 minutes.
Now what I'll do is, I could try to see if it'll let me, because I ain't never tried to load up a track directly during the show, but I'll go ahead and try to do that. But I'll go for it, but I can't make no promises. So if it doesn't work, then it's definitely gonna be, you know, it's definitely gonna be put in rotation. You ain't gotta even worry about that, because I was about to play. We was about to get into the smoke session. I was about to get on this Full of Smoke. You know what I mean? I got some Andre Arnaz in the you know, locked and loaded. You know what I mean?
bro.
But,
you can throw that Full of Smoke if you need to.
Yeah, I'm
gonna do
what you got. But do this for me, Andre. For those that just may not know what's up or know about you or whatever, man, go ahead and let them know, you know, about Andre real quick, where they can find you, where they can holler at you at, man. Let them know what's up real quick.
Off top, man. It's your boy Andre Arnaz, man. Representing the IE, representing the 909, but y'all can catch me everywhere. My next show, I'm on the 18th. We at the Roxy, Bang Out Radio, Cool Vibes and Records. So you already know what that is. We holding down at the Roxy once again. Y'all can catch me on Twitter, Andre Arnaz, Facebook, Andre Arnaz. I'm easy to find, easy to holler at. You know what I'm saying? Double R Rollins Records, that's what I'm representing. New single featuring my boy Lil Zane and my boy Flip Rollins. We finna drop that on Facebook tonight and on Twitter. So everybody check that out. It's called Slow Motion.
Make
Guarantee.
Sure y'all
check it out.
Make
Guarantee. Sure. You know where to find it.
Dagger's going to have it, too, locked up in about 5 minutes, boy. Y'all better hope, because it's going to be, I'm going to play it first if it works. Watch, I'm going to play it. But we're going to get right here into the smoke session, y'all. So I hope you got your blunts, your bongs, your zigzags, whatever you out there rolling up on, go ahead and lean back. We're going to get on this full of smoke. Andre Arnaz featuring SF. Let's roll.
Let's go.
And I'm so cool, and what they say is true. And I'm so cool, I'm full of gold, I'm full of gold, I'm full of gold. I can't stop, I can't stop, stop, baby. I can't stop, stop, baby. Now everybody applaud. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert, monster. I beat that blue black. San Jose, my new Jack City. Move bad, yeah. My messaging, all shit wrong line. But I ain't tripping America online. I'm in the club all night and you be on my mind when I leave that motherfucker so far. Damn, girl, you make it, boy, I wanna float by. One hit of you and I'm gon' feel right. I don't need that chick that be nagging. All I need is you, baby, unravel that bag and get up in that blunt and let me puff you. I know I hate you, I know I love you, but everybody say that you is bad, but baby you so good, Michael Jackson, yeah. So I don't really know what it means, but it sounds great. And now your girl wanna date. I smoke that skunk. I'll invite your girl over just to roll my blunts up. Cause she don't really smoke, but she loves me. And I'm a monster, beat by Andre. 3 stacks for the outfit, nigga, please. I'd rather blow it up some trees, blow it off like leaves. Blow the window open if you fuck with me. I drop the top back on that new fucking Z. Hey, we blow it off.
Y'all keep telling y'all about this shit, man. I do apologize, but we still in the smoking session. Let's go, Jay Pistola.
flight was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was Platinum American Express. I can't express the anticipation, ridiculous blazing. A super glow, I'm gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers, I told ya. I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavyweight, a connoisseur. I love it to smell like, on the menu to my amazement was like 10 kinds of weed to put you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish to fool in the kitchen, which I brought. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning, and I can't stop grinning. Damn, damn, it was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn, the damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. Damn, damn, the damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn, the damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all.
Here for months, and we all know that men have certain needs, and being that there's no women around, we're gonna have to have an orgy. Anybody horny?
No.
No.
No. Yeah, me neither. Whoever's toe that is, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I think you can stop.
Boy, I'm sure glad nobody's here to see this.
And if you look off the left side of the ship, you'll see a bunch of homosexuals. A la izquierda del barque, podemos ver las fanny bandits.
Yes, yes, West Coast Wednesdays. Wow. See, you know what it is? It's because I'm only smoking, and I'm really, really faded right now. Usually I got some drink, but I ain't got no drink tonight, so that usually helps balance things out. But I'm just, like, really high right now, so I can't even lie to y'all. That little break earlier during the smoke break, I was smoking, I was chiefing, and I had dropped the phone. And then the song had went off, so I had to pick up the phone and then get back on the computer. So I apologize again for the moment of silence. But, you know, that was a smoke session. All my smokers can appreciate that, I hope. Like, you know, y'all don't have y'all high moments and shit, too. So at least I can admit to mine, you know what I mean? So, but West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Bang Out Radio. We almost out of here. My boy Arnez. Andre Arnez just sent me this track. I'm going to see if it's loaded up, so I got something to play at the end of the show. We're going to ride out with that because we played it first on Bang Out Radio before it drops on Facebook, so make sure y'all check it out. Oh, there it is. It's loaded. We good, Andre, so make sure, you know what I mean, let everybody know that we're going to play that at the end so we can load it up real quick during the end of the show, all right? But before we get there, what else we got? Here's something else that went down. The University of Ottawa. Now, Ottawa is up there in Canada, and they're up there
studying, they did a study that shows that young people have their own codes to describe sexual encounters outside of the relationships. Now, I don't understand why they have to do a whole study for this, and this is some shit that everybody knows, at least I thought everybody knew, because look at the top four groups include booty calls, friends with benefits, one-night stands, and fuck buddies. We all know what these are. I mean, if we don't, and if you don't, let me run these down real quick, because I guess that some people just don't know what the true definition of these subjects are right here. So, first, booty calls. It doesn't get any simpler than what it says. A booty call, you go to where whoever's house or wherever y'all meeting up or, you know, wherever y'all driving to, however y'all about to get down, you go, you take it down, you roll out. Period. You shouldn't even have to talk. You shouldn't have to say no words. You know what I mean? You should just be able to just text the motherfucker like, yo, send. Don't got to say nothing. That's the true booty call, like, yo. And a booty call, they usually say booty calls have to be at, like, nighttime, like 1, 2 a.m. Nah. If you're just taking it down, like I said, any time can be a booty call. You can get a booty call during lunch. You know, that would be nice. So, but a booty call is exactly what it is. A booty call, I'm calling for some booty. That's all I want. Don't say nothing. You ain't even got to look at me. Like I said, that's just what we're doing. So that's what a booty call is. All right? Friends with benefits. Now, this one is kind of a touchy subject to me because I don't really agree that friends with benefits means you're actually friends, because how many of y'all have actually real friends that you're fucking? I mean, it never really works out like that. I mean, you're fucking first and then you're friends. And then if you stop fucking and you're still friends, then you're still just friends. I mean, there's no, like, friends with benefits. I don't agree with that at all. I don't really like that group. So if that's what you like to call yourselves, if that's what you think is going on, shit always ends weird. Or something always goes wrong in those situations. And it's just not worth it. Like I said, we might as well just be fucking and be cool, or we just going to be cool, because then shit gets touchy and shit gets, weird. But I don't agree with it. I don't like that group. One night stands. Now, for me at least, these usually go down with only a lot of, like, out of town situations. Like, when people come in visiting from LA, you meet them at the club or something like that, and they out here visiting for a weekend, or, you know, or you go somewhere else. You know, you travel and go somewhere, you go out somewhere. You know, one-night stands are usually, at least I usually save them for somebody that you really just not going to see again, because because you don't want to have, like, a one-night stand, have that in your mind, but then it's like you live in the same city and you might just possibly see this person again, especially if you got one of these people that go clubbing all the time and you go to around the same clubs and you're around the same circles and the same people. You know, you don't want to be in that situation where the bitch walk back up to you at the other club like, oh, you the especially because the best thing about one night stands is that you can really totally dog the situation if you want to, especially after you get yours. You can really, like, dog it out and have fun with that and be a complete asshole or whatever if you want to do that. I mean, some of y'all might be nice and might have a girl come to the house and then she's going to spend the night. She got to get up and leave in the morning, or some don't even spend the night, or, you know, I don't know how y'all really get down. But a one-night stand is usually, for me, like I said, meet at the club or whatever. You go rent a room somewhere or something. You don't go to the house. You don't go to her house, or you go to her hotel room, because, like I said, usually in my situations it's the girl that's from out of town or just visiting or lives way out somewhere, like 2-3 hours away. So you got to shoot for the right people if you want to do the one-night stand, then you got to know who you're dealing with. And fuck buddies, I feel, is just an extension of booty calls, because if you, like, a fuck buddy is less on call than a booty call. Like, a booty call is like you dial up and you got to be there in less than 30 minutes, like Domino's Pizza or something. You know what I mean? Like, booty call is supposed to be chop, chop. Like, let's get this in and let's keep pushing and go about our business. Now, Fuck buddies are the ones where you go kick it at their house, or you know you gonna fuck, but you can kick it, you can chill, smoke some weed, have some drinks. You know, you don't mind relaxing and hanging out with the girl. And then y'all know y'all gonna fuck, but I mean, it's no rush to it because you know it's gonna happen. So you can just relax with that, and you don't mind chilling with her or him. You know what I mean? That's what a fuck buddy is, because y'all cool. You know, y'all can kind of chill, whatever. But that's not a booty call, because see, the chilling and shit don't go on with the booty call. So I just hope y'all understand the differences in these situations if you didn't know. Like I said, I'm not trying to assume that y'all don't know what's going on and what's popping, but I'm just trying to do my best to help out in the situation. So what I'm going to do is we're going to get into one more track real quick before I let my boy Arnez ride it out. What I want to hear. Here, I got something for the ladies real quick. Real quick. My boy Charlie. Let's roll.
holds the key to my heart. After all the things I've been through, all the obstacles I fought, and all the things we go through, you know I've always loved you. Don't want a thing to hurt you. Don't want to let you down. No, I'm always watching, even if I'm not around.
Very slow.
slow motion. I'm all over her body like lotion. Victoria's Secret, love potion to be exact. She don't need no hair on her just to get her body waxed. I vision you up and down like Supreme Scream. I'm trying to make your body sticky like some Krispy Kreme. I know I'm nasty, that's cause I'm a Capricorn. And I'd rather see you butt naked with no shawty in my rear view. And she moving in slow motion. And she moving in slow. Shawty in my rear view, and she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow.
Talking about cooling out, man. West Side, West Coast, Bang Out Radio.